Man.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good, good.
How's the razzmatazz?
The razzmatazz?
Yeah, the razzmatazz.
I think it's going pretty good. You know, I can't complain.
What color is that razzmatazz to you?
Well, I would say it's mostly lavender.
That's a good color.
Mm-hmm.
I like mine kind of orange and purple.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one. Yeah, lavender and indigo, and I would say seafoam green are probably the kind of the colors of the
razzmatazz.
Yeah, the color the chosen colors of the razzmatazz that I would most likely want to
choose for yourself and choose for your soul. It's the razzmatazz. Zim, zam, zoom, it's the razzmatazz.
Mm-hmm. Zim, zam, zoom, that sounds familiar.
Why, I'm a big fan of the amazing Zing the Magician.
He's a magician? He pretends to be a wizard, doesn't he?
Well, yeah, he's kind of a wizard, too.
He says Zing Zang Zoom, right?
Yeah, I say Zim Zam Zoom. He says Zing Zang Zoom. It's my own trademark kind of thing.
Well, that's cool. That's really cool. Yeah, I think the Amazing Zing is really good. He's, what's the word you'd most likely...
Well, he sure has the razzmatazz.
Yeah, he's got the razzmatazz. He kind of bumbles around with his magic tricks. Do you remember the time he made the... There's an airplane in the...
He made it disappear with his razzmatazz.
That's true, he did. Do you think there were any smoke or mirrors involved?
No, he just used pure razzmatazz, man. That's what he did.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. So he just put the he just went full force with the
razzmatazz, with the razzmatazz.
Yeah. Full force with the razzmatazz. It's kind of like warp speed of.
It's like light speed, warp speed, warp speed, light speed. All that razzmatazz is like thunderbolts. Just like thunderbolts, man. Razzmatazz.
Yeah, thunderbolt, like lightning, huh?
Of course, electricity.
Man, that's a lot of razzmatazz.
That's what I keep telling myself.
Mm-hmm.
Every day. Every moment of every day, that's the razzmatazz. That's the razzmatazz.
Mm-hmm.
Razzmatazz.
Mm-hmm, yeah. So... Yeah, those are like the colors I'd say that I most likely associate with the razzmatazz that I've been experiencing and whatnot. And
like what kind of razzmatazz?
Well, I've been getting inspired to want to start painting more. I started drawing more, and wow, feels good. I found this paper. It's like thin. It's like a sketchbook. I mean, you could either look at it like very, very wide, like kind of like a landscape kind of thing, or a very tall, thin. It's
it's like a razzmatazz.
Yeah, like a razzmatazz kind of paper. It's shiny, very razzmatazz-y, and then it comes with a kind of ink pen it's like a brush, but it's a point. There's a point to it. And there's ink in there, so it's so cool. When you move with this pen, it's like utilizing an ink pen. I've been thinking about ink pens lately because I came across this old tackle box that has had some ink pens in there. This old tackle box of my old grandpa Hank. It was his old tackle box, and it was gifted to me many moons ago. So I decided to start utilizing it as a whatchamacallit?
Razzmatazz laboratory. station.
Mm-hmm. An art bin. Art building. Hello, I'm Art Building. Pleasure to meet you. Hello, Mr. Art Building. Art Building. Arthur Building. That's good. Arthur Building. Hello there, I'm Arthur Building. I'm Arthur Building. Maybe it comes from the south. What? Not, well, okay, at first I get back. Why, hello there, I'm Arthur Building. Now, sure is nice to meet you. It sure is not. I get him nasally. Hello, it sure is. Hello, hello. It sure is nice to meet you. It sure is nice to meet you. Hi, this is Arthur Building. Building. Hi, my name is Arthur Milton Building. Milton. Hi, my name is Arthur. Why, hello there. I could really dig into it. I could really dig into it. Hello there, I'm Arthur Milton Building. Guess why I'm always building stuff, because my last name, Jiminy Christmas, my last name is Building. And when you're building, if you ain't building, you're sitting there. And I sure don't like to sit nowhere. In fact, I always lay down. If I had a choice between sitting somewhere or laying down somewhere, I always choose just laying on down. I just choose that spot right there. I say, oh, that's a good one right there. I don't care if there are cockroaches on that ground. If it looks comfy, I'm going to be sleeping on it. Now, sure, all I do like to carry my own pillow with me. Of course, I ain't done. My mama didn't raise no stupid whoopas. Stupid whoopit. That's what we call in our family. A stupid whoopit. That's what we say in our family. Oh, golly, George. You being all stupid moopit again. Y'all be stupid moopit again. Well, guess I know who's going to be baking the cake tonight. Who? Looks like you're going to be baking one cake, and that's two pies. Make mine apple. A la mode. Better believe it. A la mode. Better be making my pie a la mode. You better be making my pie a la mode. Why, hello there. During a day, I sell pools to people. I sell pools to people. Where are my cancers? Where are my Scorpios? Where are all my water sign people? All right, come on over here. Let's gather together. Gather together. It's one of my favorite things to do is gather together. Come on, everybody. Time to gather together. Gather together. Come on, everybody. Tell them a line on it. Let's get in a circle. Hexagon it. Octagon it. Trapezoid it. Trapezoid it. Come on now. Let's trapezoid it. Let's square it up now. Go ahead and do the octagon it. And then right here we're going to square on up and make do it all hexagon on it. Next thing you know, you got ship shaped in air kind of direction, and you could most like it to be, in all honesty. Mm-hmm. Let's be all frank about it. In all honesty, my name is Art Building. Why? Because I'm very artistic and I do like them buildings. It's what I do, it's what I was raised to do, it's how I do it. By God, by gun, by golly. Golly, 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 tune. Within time, you might hear my accent, just really digging on in there. Within enough time, y'all gonna hear me just really digging on in that there accent. You better believe it. Yeah, do I like poetry? Hell's yeah, hell's yeah. I does like me my poetry. Some of my favorite poetry has to do tennis. Bounce, bounce, bounce. Down goes the court, the little yellow ball. Bounce, bounce, bounce. Getting exercise today. Gonna wear my headband. Gonna wear my wristband. Gonna pull my socks up to my kneecaps. Gonna put my tennis shoes on my feet. Rat-a-tat-tat. Jumping around, look at that. 15 love, 5 plus 1 is 6, and 3, 6, and 9 are Nikola Tesla's favorite numbers. And if that's the case, I'm just going to say I forfeit the game. I got 6, I'm fine with it. I got a 3, I'm fine with it. Whether you be the winner, whether you be a loser, I'm going to tap on it at our 3, 6, or 9. Number 3, our 6, our 9.
Ladies and gentlemen, we take this brief commercial break by our sponsors over at Meat Clown Industries. Some of you have found Meat Clown Industries in the news, lad. In the news, I tell you. Showing you their coupons. Showing you their wonderful deals. Oh, yes. Yes, of course. Oh, yes. Yes, of course. Meat Clown Industries. Showing you the very, very best in quality. And, of course, the very, very most important explanations. And all of them is wonderful, wonderful, tasty. Little tasty treats, and of course, the most extraordinary and nutritious giblets and morsels. Morsels. Giblets and morsels in this very, very important, very, very important public service announcements. Ladies and gentlemen, upon further inspection, keep your senses open. By senses, I mean your taste buds, and by your taste buds, your senses of taste, of course. What are they? Yes, what? What are they, and shall you go forth into the mystery, that which is known as good? If you go further into this territory of good, what will you find? Well, I'll tell you what you'll find something very extraordinary. Something very extraordinary. Of course, something very, very extraordinary. Very extraordinary, of course. Yes. I've heard it all before.
Why, hello there. This is your friend, Deuce Wesley. Pleasure. This, of course, is a pleasure to talk to all of you. This is your friend, your neighbor, and, of course, cowboy of cowboys. I'm Deuce Wesley. Some of you have been wondering what has happened to me, I guess, of course. I think you'll like what you're about to see. Yes, I think you'll like what you're about to see. Now, of course, one of the big questions we've all been curious about is, where had I gone all of those years? Well, of course, I was gone for quite some time in a cryogenic freezer. Yes. I'll save all questions till later. I was gone in a cryogenic chamber.
Now, many people have been wondering why Juice Wesley? Why would you go into a cryogenic chamber? Well, I, of course, wanted to go into a cryogenic chamber from quite a few reasons. One of them was to defy my own death, and I think I've done that 3 or 4 times over. During the time, I've given specific instructions to my family, my friends, neighbors, my proteges, my apprentice, etc., etc., so forth. Those who have, of course, been taught by me via my books, literature, audio, shall I say, gifts, and of course the multiple time capsules I left buried, which would one day be unburied, hatched, if you will, on their particular dates. And of course, within each one of those particular dates, I would, of course, then have pre-recorded instructions, have my neighbors, friends, family, directing who would be presenting the awards there. A list, of course, my favorite authors, living authors, actors, etc., etc., proteges, yes, co-workers, former collaborators. You know the drill. You've done it. I've done it. We've all done it. And each of those instructions would, of course, give the bearer of that particular list of instructions time limits and certain, shall I say, fundings for these particular productions, some of which were more costly than others. So perhaps this one would include one of my favorite authors, Paul Auster. And of course, he would be the one required to give a speech at this particular time and whatnot, etc., etc. So, then of course, a movie about it would have to be done by my favorite movie, one of my favorite living directors alive today. So, of course, in there, you within your mission and time limit and funds noted for the necessary expenditures, so on and so forth. David Lynch would then direct. You'd be instructed to gather him and the team necessary to make a movie about this particular experience and all of the necessary geocaches left behind and password safeguarded messages left to you in draft folders, in particular emails with particular website keys to unlock and open and do what you would with those particular accounts, etc., etc., and so forth. Mm-hmm. You see? So each person would not know what the other person was doing, yet eventually all of the pieces would be connected and the very large puzzle would then come to play more so and more so as the years progressed and hatched. Different generations would be given different instructions. Yes, of course. So, as you can see, it's a very patient art form. And, of course, to see if certain things, predictions, whatnot, journals, writings, etc., etc., would be hatched within certain time limits, whatnot, so on and so forth. Gifts for the future, if you will. Now, so, here I am. Deuce Wesley, I've come out of my cryogenic chamber after all this time, and we, of course, do promise that eventually We will be releasing all of the two Swiss Lee classics. Right now, you can find two Swiss Lee Returns. I do believe they're called the Solar Monsters, Sun Faces, something like this. Two Swiss Lee Returns. You can find this wonderful video out there. It's one of many. I was heralded as inspiring the Lone Ranger to wear his mask. I was the first cowboy to wear a mask in my movies, in my science fiction movies, which involved various extraterrestrials, quite a lot of science fiction. Ray Bradbury helped write some of them, these episodes, and it's quite a hoot. Rod Serling helped out with some as well. These were all side projects by them. They all went under pseudonyms, and for the very first time, I will reveal those pseudonyms of those particular authors, filmmakers, writers from back in the day. Laurent Hardy and the Marx Brothers, Three Stooges, etc., etc., also helped contribute to lots of these sci-fi westerns, which I will reveal for you for the very first time what their aliases were, their pseudonyms were, and perhaps even other works that they had decided to get themselves mucked up in throughout time. You shall rediscover the evolution from... Now, the Deuce Wesley Radio Half Hour started as an open mic format of mostly lonely cowboy poetry. That was the original radio broadcastings. And then it moved more into a vaudevillian feel, and then it became more sci-fi as the time unfolded itself. So in many ways, it gave birth to Twilight Zone. Now, it moved into then, of course, the silent film era. I was there for that. And then, of course, the first talkies. And then, of course, from black and white, and then the first colorized we were there. We were the first ones to feature songs. This, of course, gave birth and inspiration to Gene Autry. I was the first cowboy sci-fi television series that featured shaman. We called them shaman. And we featured real peyote and the revelations that came from that in those very edgy, one would say, and of course, very thought-provoking and cosmic episodes, right? These sort of things come about the more you find yourself investigating these otherworldly, multi-dimensional realms, hierarchies, totems, totem poles, staircases, onion layers,
etc., and so forth. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned for more intriguing story times with your friend, Deuce Wesley.
Yeah, hi, Kurt. I was listening to your previous podcast entitled Tipping Hourglass. My name is Corey, and I host a podcast about Star Wars. If you're going to be talking about Star Wars on your podcast, you should at least know how to Google facts. Mr. Han Solo was in a swoop bike race with Dengar in a swamp on Corellia back in the day when Dengar was a swoop bike racer, and Han Solo caused him to crash. The Empire then took his body and recreated him into an Imperial assassin, and that's why he has all those bandages. So, yeah. There was definitely something personal between Dengar and Mr. Han Solo. Know your facts, man.
Time spent worrying is time spent wasted. Be here now, and you become more youthful. Your joy inspires others' joy. Appreciating the process is Pecos Bill gracefully riding upon the back of a tornado. Use your mirror to tell your future self what you desire, no strings attached. Then let it go. Let the future self walk into their parallel dimension of yours. When you say goodbye to that mirror, they say goodbye to you, and now the job has started. What we're looking at now is the evidence of the manifestation of a previous desire. Accepting it all in its various ghost shapes and disguises enables us to embrace those seemingly unsightly aspects of ourself. If we feel resistance, if we feel a tightening up, We're noticing something in that disguise of something that reminds us of ourselves that we want the wrinkles smoothed out on. So, what are those wrinkles? offended means to be off-ended. It means it's off balance. Offended, off-ended. What is it about that element in that equation that we're looking at? This program that's run by a being, I'll just say, outside of this particular perspective, reality perspective. Those are those shards of the kaleidoscope of the spectrum of that room full of mirrors. We've heard it so many times. So when we're feeling a little like a resistance in that area, that's offering us that opportunity to look into our brains and figure out what the heck is it about that that makes us not want to see it anymore. As much as I don't like saying it, it's that contrast that does enable us to be, you know, sometimes when we have that adversity in our lives, it pushes us to strive further towards realizing our dreams. It gives this strange push towards it in a very weird way that you wouldn't expect. That tension is that rubber band being held back like the slingshot. Onk. More tension, farther it goes. The tension either gets massaged out or that energy is really used in something. It's there. It's geared up. It's raring to go. What's the outlet? What's the outlet? What is that energy going to be plugging into? And what's the intention? And the vibe of that energy that's being put out there. So looking in the mirror each morning is a wonderful opportunity for us to look at our future selves, make amends with that person, really make amends with that person. Look deep, deep, deep into that soul of that person in the mirror. What do you see? What do you actually see? And it's, don't shame that person. I mean, what benefit comes out of shaming that person in the mirror? Do you consider yourself someone who shames others? How dare you? How dare you? You know, how dare you like raspberry bubblegum? I hate that brand. How dare you like it? I mean, it's an intriguing thing to think about. Please stand clear. So having the desire and no attachment is the same as imagine tying a note onto a helium balloon and sending it off, or putting it on a carrier pigeon, or a message in a bottle. Except this is the best. I mean, you know that the message is going to get got. You put it in there, program it in there, push that person in the mirror's finger, you're activating it. You're going, I see you, you see me, we see each other, usu, usu, you see you, usu, 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 you see you. You see you. That's why that infinity, the SS, when they look at each other in that mirror reflection, when us looks at us in that mirror reflection, and we realize that everybody out there is a reflection of that person that we're looking at in that mirror. If we can't make amends with that person in the mirror, how can we ever expect to make amends with anybody else out there in the world? Unless it's a distraction from trying to get to better know this particular person that we're looking at the mirror. The song Man in the Mirror was so much more than just acute, you know, everybody let's get together. It was that too. In addition to that, it was get to know that person. You're a reflection of all these other folks. They're all reflections of you. Usu, 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 usu. It flows. Let that connection flow. That S, those S's are electricity. They're waves. They're waves of energy. Usu. High five that person in the mirror. You see you. Then let them go off. Let them go off, and they create your desires for you. That's the beauty of that higher mind. They have your back. That's the universe we're talking here. Every piece of molecule that's not tied up in worried about being this particular avatar. It's really quite intriguing how it all evolves, huh? So I'm on the train on the way to the podcast, which will be happening in Kaechung today. The studio is not open. It's not broadcasting on the air. So I'm going to podcast. More on this later. So what you just heard there was some voice memos I had left for myself some time ago. I've been able to download a whole bunch of voice memos. Everyone that's on my phone, and plus ones that I've saved on my computer. So I have put them all into the same location. So I put them all into the same location now. Inspirato Projecto folder. Wait, is this the person I'm waiting for? Are you Felix? Oh, this is so crazy. It shows you way down the street. So I got an Uber car here picking me up to drive me out to Phil's. Because we've got a Yachtly Crew show tonight in Chula Vista, I believe it's called. KOA Camp Crew. Thank you so much for picking me up.
You're welcome.
Shit. Just lay that down. Thank you, guys. Wow. Smells good in here, man.
Oh, thank you, man.
How long have you been driving Uber for?
2 months.
2 months, that's it?
Yeah.
How do you like it so far?
Pretty good, I like it, yeah.
So it's interesting for me to find out, to kind of talk with new Uber drivers about what their experiences are like, you know, just diving right into it. And it's also exciting, too, to talk to those who have been doing it for, you know, a few years and what their thoughts are and everything. So what do you like about it best so far?
Best?
Yeah.
Well, that you can make like extra cash, you know, whenever you want, just go online. If you don't want to, go off, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
It's so easy, you know. And then you get, pretty easy.
Do you like being your own boss? Do you like that aspect?
Yeah.
Or you decide when to go and when not to go? Yeah. So have you decided, have you figured out like a certain method? Some folks have a method as to when they go out there. Some folks just kind of go whenever they want to.
Yeah,
have you?
Whenever I don't have plans on the weekends, I'll say the weekends are the best. You know, I'll go out like around 1 a.m. and at 2 a.m. I'll hit up. Since I'm from Koreatown, so I'll hit up West Hollywood. You know, or downtown. Either way, but I like more West Hollywood. You know, because it gets more people, more partying and all that. And, yeah.
Oh, so it's pretty busy over there for you.
Oh, yeah.
How many rides would you say on average you would do on a weekend?
On On the weekend?
In that area.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, I don't do a lot because people from the valley or from far away, they go to Hollywood, you know?
Oh, I gotcha.
To clubs, so, you know,
so eventually you kind of get bounced out of that area just through the rides, yeah. Basically. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Now, what if you... Okay, so this just popped into my brain. What if you pick up someone from an area where you know there's going to be a lot of activity, and then they take you out of that area, can you already just start driving back towards that area in hopes that, like, bing, something pops up on your radar?
Yeah.
Close to there?
I could put the destination back. Let's say if I'm here, I want to go back to Koreatown.
Yeah.
I know it's popping. I'll put my destination over there, you know? So, like, I'll even take people from here that want to go to that destination on my way, and I'll still go, you know?
Oh, interesting. That's pretty cool. So you can actually put into it the direction you want to go, and it will find you.
Yeah,
people
but,
on the way.
You gotta use it. You gotta be like smart about it because they only give you two times.
Oh, really?
A day.
It's like a video game. How crazy is that?
Yeah,
only two power ups.
So I gotta use it whenever I'm really far. You know, I'm like, I gotta go back.
Oh,
you know?
My gosh! So interesting. Wow, that's so interesting how that stuff works. Yeah. Now, do you ever work like early in the mornings, like before sunrise?
4 a.m.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Do you find that you get more...
You get more rides.
More rides in the morning?
In the morning.
Like, they're all going to work, maybe, huh?
Four, yeah. Half of them or more of them, yeah, they're going to work. You know, they got to get there, so... Yeah.
Now, what do you do outside of this? What are some of your interests, even if it's playing video games or drawing or looking at trees? What kind of things do you enjoy doing, like...
I like
play music or
I don't play music. I love listening to music. I like all kinds of music, but I also enjoy, you know, going out with my friends, hiking, you know, driving with them too, you know.
What are some good hiking spots?
I'll go to Griffith Park, I'll go to
Griffith
the canyons,
Park.
You know, all the, you know, like the views. I like to just take pictures, you know, be on the views and, you know.
Have you been to Runyon Canyon? I've been there for the first time, and it was neat. I guess there are a couple of ways of going in there.
Yeah, I think I have. Yeah. Sounds familiar, yeah.
Wow, it's really beautiful, but holy cow, there's a long climb. Long climb up this one side.
I'm always, like, in search of new ones, you know. I'm always, like, looking up, where can I go, you know. Even though it's outside of L.A., you know. Like, I just,
man,
all
this
like,
beautiful
hiking,
nature.
You know, mountains, you know, I think it's fun, you know. I love that, you know.
There are waterfalls in some of these places too. My sister likes to hike, and she'll find these beautiful places, and she's like, "Whoa, there's a waterfall!"
And there's one in Malibu. I'm not sure. Have you gone to Malibu?
I haven't gone hiking in Malibu. However, I have gone swimming out in that area, which is Zuma Beach is out there, right?
Yeah,
Palisades, Zuma Beach. I've been
and
to
Santa Monica Pier. First, Santa Monica Pier, then Palisades, then is Malibu.
Now, do you hike out in that area,
Malibu? I go to some of the views right there, but I don't know the streets though, you know. I have like a photo, how do you call it, screenshot?
Oh, gotcha.
Phone, yeah, because,
to kind of help you find
GPS
your way back.
Up. Yeah, I got to take the GPS to get there.
Oh, here we go, right here
you
by this.
Right here?
Yeah, right by this fence. It's perfect, man. Thank you so much. What's your name again?
Felix.
Hey, Felix.
Hey,
I'm
have a great weekend,
pleasure
man.
To meet you, man. Oh, yeah, that's great stick shift, by the way.
Thanks.
Oh, yeah, I got to grab my clothes out of the back of here. And if you happen to go out and like watching live music at all, I'm in a yacht rock band called Yachtly Crew. We actually have a show today. Up by some campgrounds, which is going to be fun, out in Chula Vista. But we got, we're going to be at the House of Blues this weekend in San Diego. And then the Conejo, something out in Thousand Oaks are going to play some, like, festival, outside festival. But yeah, a lot of great love songs, a lot of just fun songs.
Oh, thank you, bro.
All right, man, you take care. Thanks. All right, that was cool. That was quick, that was fast, that was easy. Idea for a show, following street performers around, just to see what they're up to, following street performers, now specifically The Wizard of LA and The Wizard Walks. So I was imagining that'd be kind of a cool TV show, just to see how that affects the populace and the people that jump in and are involved with it, and then the lessons that they learn after the experience.
This is the Wizard of LA, and this farm-to-table reality has been brought to you by Inspirato Projecto.
There you have a pre-show jam with Pauly Shores and Tommy Bowie. I just had an idea about a program that only, like, they cover all the protests in America. Just all the protests. All the protests. You know, it's so funny, we never hear about who actually makes the signs for these things. Yeah, basically, news that just, it's all about the protests. All the protests. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in here, in the room. We are in the room. Waiting for Misty to return with some food products, food materials.
Yes,
that's true. That's
true.
No, he's got a bottle opener.
Oh.
Phil has it.
So can you please open this with your...
I'd be happy to, but don't record me right now.
With your Swiss... Okay.
This is a confidential...
I'm just kidding. He's opening it with his asshole. You're not supposed to look.
Is this the Inspirato Projecto?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
This is the...
This is my future self
This is a uncensored post-Yachtly Crew hotel room bash. That is the fresh sound of a beer being opened.
Oh, yes.
For the one and only Mr. Stony Shore.
Right, thank you very much.
You're like the Yachtly Crew mascot. You're like that animated.
Oh, my God.
It's amazing.
Oh, man. You guys do it to me. It's your own faults.
I think booze helps a little bit.
Yeah.
But also your personality is just so magnanimous and gregarious.
Thank you.
What?
Let's all pull our dicks out.
Oh, no.
Paul's like, no. You know what? Paul's sleeping. Like,
wouldn't that be funny if you put the picture of all our dicks and then after you took a picture of somebody on stage, you handed him that?
Oh, my God. That would be hilarious.
You'd be like, here, I got it for you.
Yeah.
We could even get everybody in this band to get a tattoo. You think Anna Gabbardy would pull her dick out?
He'll do it.
I will be getting my tattoo. I will. I will be getting a tattoo. No, it will be happening. I love that. Oh, the founder.
I like to tease him because he wanted to, but he couldn't.
The founder? The clown?
Yeah, we could tattoo him.
Why couldn't you?
She won't let me get one.
Misty didn't want him to.
Because I haven't got one that says Misty yet.
On his dick.
Yeah.
Misty did. Was she here?
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen. Are you going downstairs?
No, they're walking up.
They're walking up here. They're bringing the food up.
Oh.
Oh, shit.
Tommy and Misty are walking upstairs with some foodstuffs.
Wow. Did they bring some tacos for us?
Oh, good God. Good golly, Miss Molly. Yes. Extraordinary. Hello, Tommy. Hello, Tommy. Welcome.
Hello, we're on the
Welcome. That, in fact, we are. That is very true.
Mango, baby.
Is he okay?
He is okay.
I'm glad that you
mangoes. He's still sleeping yet. Fucking pussies. Oh, sorry.
He's taking a 5-minute break.
Alright, somebody get that fucking turd out of my room.
Pauly Shore is really was out there in the audience tonight a lot. This man ran a marathon for a broken leg.
We got burritos.
You and Tommy?
Wait, what's
everything's on this floor.
Oh, good God.
Penguins running around.
You and Dave?
Penguins, manguins, ali, anguins, yow.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.